Here we go, Steelers fans. It's another episode of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. My name is Jeremy Betts, and I am your host for about a 20 or 30 minute segment of looking at fantasy football. We're going to talk some 2022 position preview today, and wanted to apologize for not having a show last week. I had COVID-19 and was under the weather for the majority of the week, and therefore unable to provide enough of a voice to get through a fantasy football podcast segment. So wanted to apologize that you missed out on some fantasy football insights last week in the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix, but we're back again this week as we continue through the playoffs and just looking ahead at the 2022 position rankings, risers, fallers, different guys that are going to be big players in the fantasy football world for next year. We're just doing a way too early speculative look ahead to keep our eyes on the fantasy landscape as we move through the remainder of the playoffs. For those of you who may be new to this podcast and others from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, definitely check out everything that we have to offer through BTSC. Whether you're a Steelers fan or looking to get into Steelers, Steelers-centric news and information, the BehindTheSteelCurtain.com podcast platform has it all for you. And it's the one-stop shop. It's the place to be. So check out all the different podcasts that we offer. And don't forget to go online and view the digital content there as well. Without further ado, we're going to jump into 2022 position preview. This episode is going to focus on the quarterbacks and tight ends. And I chose those two to start us out because I think the draft strategy for these two positions is pretty similar in the fact that you're probably not jumping the gun to draft one of these two positions very early. In fact, it is a lot of times very beneficial to wait and take these players later on in the middle range of your drafts. That's just where their value is because running backs and wide receivers have such a clear top priority in value over top of these two positions. However, they are also very important to rounding out your roster. So because they are similar in draft style and process, that's kind of why I am grouping these two positions together. So I wanted to start out by giving you what I believe are the top five players at these two positions. And then we'll take a look at some risers and fallers and also the rookie class that was in 2021 and see the direction that those youngsters are heading for 2022 and what we can learn as far as their production and overall impact for 2022 fantasy football will be. We're going to get started with the top five. And I'll jump in at quarterback, where I really believe that Josh Allen is the number one overall quarterback prospect for fantasy football in 2022. The rushing ability combined with the style of offense that they play, where he throws the ball a lot, and his talent just make him the most well-rounded and the biggest threat at the quarterback position. I think he stays in his place from 2021 as the top quarterback to draft in 2022, followed closely by Patrick Mahomes, who started out the year a little slow. He had a rough patch where he was not very good in fantasy football, but he has turned that around and unfortunately used the Pittsburgh Steelers to show that turnaround very clearly in two separate occasions this year. So Patrick Mahomes is back at the top echelon of fantasy quarterbacks, and he is my number two overall quarterback for 2022. Number three, Justin Herbert. Man, he made a crazy climb in 2021 from rookie sensation to one of the best quarterbacks in the league, no doubt about it. A clutch player and a guy who puts up big-time points in fantasy football. He is my number three quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, followed by Dak Prescott from the Cowboys, just the way that offense runs. And I know there were some glitches down the stretch, but he had been on fire before the playoffs hit and early in the season as well. Just playing lights out, one of the top fantasy quarterbacks for sure, and I see him as a top five player. Just ahead of my fifth-ranked quarterback, Lamar Jackson. The rushing ability is really why he's there, but the ability of the Ravens to help him along and give him more stats in the passing game will be key to him maintaining this position ranking as we move forward closer to 2022. Lamar Jackson has all the talent in the world as an athlete. However, his quarterbacking skills are not the same as some of these other guys on this list, and you're really adding him as a running back style player at the quarterback position. But because he can put those rushing numbers in play at the quarterback position for fantasy, that's what makes him valuable and why he is still a top five quarterback, in my opinion, for 2022. At tight end, I've got Mark Andrews leaping Travis Kelce. Those two guys go 1-2, Mark Andrews, then Travis Kelce in my tight end rankings. Mark Andrews just has an unreal role in that offense. The volume is incredible, and he took over this year in so many games as the top option for whoever was quarterbacking, whether that was Lamar Jackson or Tyler Huntley. Mark Andrews became the guy this year, 2021, and that's going to continue over into 2022. Can't go wrong with Travis Kelce either, my second overall option, but he is getting a little older. He's going to be 33 in 2022 for that season, so the age factor, it does play into it a little bit. Mark Andrews is a little bit younger, and I do like Travis Kelce, though, still for 2022. Now, I've got a guy who was injured for a good portion of 21, but Darren Waller from the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, had a phenomenal start to the season, and like I said, injuries really killed his momentum, but before that, he was, if not the premier tight end, right up there in the top three, top five area. Darren Waller is an absolute monster, and he's going to continue to be a focal point of the Raiders offense moving forward into 2022. At number four, I've got George Kittle, who is hot and cold in 2022. You're going to probably see in San Francisco a quarterback change over the offseason, so keep that in mind. That's why I have him below Darren Waller, because of the uncertainty there. But George Kittle still is a top five tight end in fantasy in a position that is very inconsistent overall. And then at number five, rounding out the top, is Kyle Pitts from the Atlanta Falcons. The 2021 rookie had a monster season stats-wise. He didn't really put a huge foot forward like we thought he could in fantasy football, but still, his he had 1,000 yards receiving as a rookie. He put up a lot of catches, a lot of volume, and the touchdowns really weren't there. That's what separated him from being one of the very best tight ends in fantasy. So I think you see some regression to the mean in that area, which is why I put him in my top five. Each of these players that we talked about, quarterbacks and tight ends, are locks for consistent production in 2022. Barring injury and fantastical, crazy team overhauls. But you've got to consider right now these guys as the favorites to lead their position groups in 2022. And because of that, you will want to keep an eye on these players and their teams as we go through the offseason to see what items and transactions will affect them moving on into 2022. Before we go to a break, I want to take a look at some fallers, some guys who have kind of fallen off the top tier level at the quarterback and tight end position. Guys that maybe we drafted in 2021, maybe even 2020, that we had high hopes for, and they had good production overall, but their production has kind of fallen off a cliff in the latter part of 2021, or we're seeing a drop-off in their ability to produce, and that affects their stock for 2022. So at quarterback, I've got Kirk Cousins. I think his stock is going down. I think he's a faller right now, just because there are so many other good quarterbacks coming up the charts, putting up more production, being more consistent, more talented quarterbacks. I think you drop Kirk Cousins down a little bit in preparation for 2022. Another faller I see at quarterback is Russell Wilson. Between the injuries in the middle of the year and just some up and down production in a Seattle offense that was very inconsistent, and the fact that we don't know where he's going to be in 2022, that causes me some concern and makes him a faller in my 2022 preview here. You know, just the consistency that we've seen from Russell Wilson year in and year out kind of finally fell off in 2021, and that makes him slide down the list. And it, when you compile that with the fact that you don't know where he's going to play in 2022, that really puts a crimp in his stock, if you will. So Russell Wilson is a faller for me at the quarterback position as well. For the tight ends, I've got Logan Thomas, who just is too hurt every year to maintain his status as an up-and-coming style tight end option. I think if you wait late in drafts to address the tight end position, he can still bring a high upside ability if he can stay healthy. But right now, we haven't seen him be able to do that. So I think he falls down some lists as well, as you also see some rookies and some tight ends with less acumen going into 2021 and 2022, have a little more success and be bigger parts of their offenses. So Logan Thomas is a faller for me. And then Rob Gronkowski, he can't keep doing it forever. And we're starting to see a very slow, very bulky player out on the field. And yes, he can win matchups still with his wits and with his relationship with Brady. But as a fantasy tight end, his days of scoring huge point totals is behind him. I think he's becoming more touchdown dependent as a tight end, and that is why I have him as a faller. Still a guy you can probably use in 2022. We'll keep an eye on the Buccaneers and Gronkowski's health in that situation this offseason, but definitely falling down the list of top tier tight end options for 2022. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll take a look at some risers, and then we will do a rookie review of the quarterbacks and tight ends. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I was about to give up when I saw you coming outside the door. All right, welcome back to the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. You can always follow me, Jeremy Betts, on Twitter, at TheBetts93. That's T-H-E-B-E-T-Z 93. I love to tweet about the Steelers. I love to chat about fantasy football. So if you are interested in doing that with me, you can definitely follow me on Twitter. And I would love to communicate with fellow Steelers fans about our team and fantasy football. Or fellow fantasy footballers about the game of fantasy football. So I look forward to hearing from you there. But let's talk some risers at the quarterback and tight end positions. We're going to do three for each position group. I've got Joe Burrow, who after an injury derailed his rookie year, came out strong and then shaky and then very strong to finish out the year. Joe Burrow and that offense have been one of the huge surprises of 2021. the Bengals obviously winning the AFC North division. We Steelers fans are very aware of that, but Joe Burrow's rise is predictable in a way because first overall pick, the pedigree coming out of LSU, best season for a quarterback in college football history, basically. And Joe Burrow really is all of the things you want in a superstar quarterback, including a fantasy producer. He's a riser. He's just outside my top five this year. Definitely in my top 10, easily in my top 10. And I think Joe Burrow is going to continue to rise up those rankings as we head into 2022. Matthew Stafford, who came in a pretty hot topic in 2021, having moved from Detroit to the Los Angeles Rams, and he lived up to the billing for the most part. But I think another year in that system can only do more for him and in that offense. Robert Woods should be healthy to start the 2022 year. If he stays with the team, that is a fantastic triple threat at wide receiver. And the offense is going to be a Matthew Stafford-centric offense. Even the running game will be built with the play action in mind, with big plays in the passing game in mind, open receivers, big plays from top-tier wide receivers. That is what Matthew Stafford has there in Los Angeles, and he is a riser for me in 2022. I got a rookie from 2021 that makes this list. It's Trey Lance, and that's really based on opportunity because I think he's going to get major opportunity in 2022. Where Jimmy Garoppolo is likely to be finding another place to work his magic, Trey Lance is the future and the very near future, I believe, in San Francisco. And I think you've got to take a look at Lance as a fantasy riser for 2022 because of that. The rushing ability, the red zone ability, and he has proven to be a decent passer so far in his rookie season when filling in for an injured Jimmy Garoppolo. So Trey Lance makes my risers list as well at quarterback. Let's keep an eye on that situation for sure as we move into 2022. At tight end, I've got Dalton Schultz. Man, what a 2021 season Dalton Schultz has had for the Dallas Cowboys. One of Dak's absolute favorite targets, a punishing guy after the catch, a guy who gets targets in the red zone. So, man, Dalton Schultz takes a leap towards the top five tight ends for 2022 as well. Keep him in mind as you are looking at rising stars and studs at the tight end position. Dawson Knox, another guy who came kind of out of nowhere to be a viable fantasy tight end for much of the season. I think you can see that continue to be a part of the Bills' offense. Josh Allen likes him. Josh Allen trusts him to make plays. And Dawson Knox is in our lives to stay for 2022. I believe that very much so. He is a riser for me at the tight end position for fantasy football. And then the third guy is another rookie, and that's Pat Freiermuth, our very own Muth here in Pittsburgh. The guy was a red zone monster. I've talked about that ad nauseum. And I think with a new quarterback in place in Pittsburgh for 2022, that situation lends itself to a guy who's going to be used a lot as a security blanket for whoever that quarterback happens to be, whether that's Mason Rudolph or a rookie or a veteran of some kind that comes in to Pittsburgh. You're going to see the security blanket get used a lot. Pat Freiermuth wants to be that and should be that. And I see him as a riser for 2022. All right, those are my risers. We're going to jump into a rookie review, talk about some of the guys at quarterback and tight end that had 2021 production and what that means for 2022. At quarterback, I'm not going in the order they were drafted. I'm going in the order that I think they can be productive for 2022. Trey Lance is number one for me. The rushing ability, we talked about that. And the opportunity there in San Francisco, that is the big deal with a fantastic head coach in Kyle Shanahan that should be able to maximize Trey Lance's abilities. I think you're going to see him use in a way that will be big time for 2022. In 2021, he was a rotational player. Goal line and wildcat were his main uses. In games where Jimmy Garoppolo was active. But when Garoppolo was hurt, Lance came in and played the full-time role. And he did pretty well at it. Obviously, there were hiccups. There were bumps in the road because he's a rookie. And it's hard to play quarterback as a rookie in the NFL. But I think Trey Lance has a lot of upside, and you're going to see him be that in 2022. Justin Fields, he should get every opportunity to be the guy in Chicago for 2022 as well. And his rushing ability and his ability to make all the throws even more so than Trey Lance, that might jump him up higher on this list by the end or the middle of 2022. But I think Fields could really be a fantasy viable asset at quarterback in the future. And I like him just after Trey Lance for 2022. Trevor Lawrence had a very mixed bag offensive rookie, or I'm sorry, very mixed bag rookie year at quarterback for the Jaguars. So much turmoil there in Jacksonville, but what a way to finish out the season for him and put a good taste in the owners and management's mouth as they move forward into 2022. Trevor Lawrence should take another step up. They're going to put more people around him. They're going to help him out at the skill positions and at the offensive line, and hopefully the defense will be a little bit better as well. So I think you can see Lawrence be a viable fantasy target for 2022 as well. And then I've got Mac Jones, who was serviceable at times if you needed a fill-in. He had a couple big games, but the way they used him there was as very much so a game manager. And that doesn't always lend itself to be a huge fantasy football production style player. So my expectations for him would be very similar to 2021 as far as fantasy football goes. He may learn to be a little bit more of a gunslinger as he develops, but right now that's just not his style, and that's not the style the Patriots want to use him in. So Mac Jones doesn't quite fall in the draftable range for me at quarterbacks for 2022 so far. And then a guy also that we should talk about because he had some good games and showed some good potential in Houston is Davis Mills. I believe he was a second-round pick of the Texans, and his skill set was unheralded coming out of college for the most part. He had some good reviews, some good scouting reports, but he really showed out pretty well in 2021. And does that mean he's a fantasy quarterback for 2022? Maybe not, but somebody to keep an eye on for sure as we move through the offseason between 2021 and 2022. So, looking at the quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks from 2021, they have bright futures and guys that we really want to keep an eye on moving into the new year. At tight end, there's only two guys I really want to talk about, and that's Kyle Pitts and Pat Freiermuth. And I think that these two guys jump up into top 10 tight ends for the 2022 season. Freiermuth specifically makes that jump from kind of being off the radar early in the year to being one of the Steelers' best playmakers down the stretch. Kyle Pitts already had the acumen and the awareness of the general public to be a top-level tight end, and he proved that he can be that. So I think that continues into 2022 for him. Obviously, I have him in my top five tight ends. And Pat Freiermuth is knocking on the door of being one of the top-level guys, too. If his role can expand even just a little bit for 2022, I think you see that jump that we can expect as Steelers fans and as fantasy football fans. He's going to be viable. He's going to be a huge part of what we're tracking going into 2022 at the tight end position. So, really looking at the rookies at both of these positions, there's a lot of potential. There's
obviously some question marks as well. So guys to keep an eye on. And don't lose sight as you're moving towards 2022 of these guys. It's going to be a big reason why you're successful or why you might fail as a fantasy football manager in 2022. So we're always looking for success there, never failure. So let's keep an eye on these guys. All right, I've rambled on long enough. Let's close this baby out. We'll talk again soon. We'll go over some more position groups next week. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. God bless. Talk to you soon.